stunning news, really, to see Mississippi with 7 deaths in 1 year. There's only been 1 year in Mississippi's history where they lost more officers, and that was in 1989 when 10 officers in the state of Mississippi were killed in the line of duty. 1981, there were also 7. So this is the second highest total for a single year ever in the history of Mississippi. This comes, when you look at other states that have more deaths this year, Texas with 13, California with 10, and then you have Mississippi and New York tied with 7, you note that the other states that are in that equation are all much larger with many more law enforcement officers serving. So this really is one of those tragic aberrations, if you will. We don't normally see this. When we look at the breakdown of deaths in Mississippi, we note that, one officer died from a job-related illness. 3 were struck and killed by vehicles while outside of their own vehicle. 2 Mississippi officers were shot and killed, and 1 died in an auto crash. So you see the causes of death were really all over the map, as you typically see nationally as well. More officers killed in traffic-related incidents than by gunfire this past year. And that was also true in Mississippi.
Now, of course, doing what you keep track of law enforcement deaths all across the country. What is it that Mississippians can do to help memorialize the officers that have died in the line of duty?
Well, when you look at Mississippi, again, 218 throughout history have died in the line of duty, and all their names are on our National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial here in Washington, D.C. I'd encourage your listeners to go to our website, which is lawmemorial.org, and they can certainly learn more about those officers and all of the 20,000 officers whose names are inscribed on the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. In terms of what they can do to memorialize these men and women, thank the men and women who continue to serve in law enforcement, continue to follow in their footsteps, serving us and protecting us day in and day out. Too often these men and women are taken for granted, and until we hear numbers like we're issuing today, 111 fatalities nationwide for the law enforcement profession, 7 officers killed in the line of duty in Mississippi this past year, until we get those numbers in our head, we don't fully grasp the level of service and sacrifice that our officers do for us. Too often it's taken for granted, quite honestly. We can make sure that our officers that continue to serve have the resources they need to do their jobs both effectively and safely. That means every officer needs to have a bullet-resistant vest. Every officer should be given less lethal weaponry so they don't have to engage in hand-to-hand combat with resisting felons. And there's another law that we all need to be very sensitive to. It's called Move Over and Slow Down. It's the law of the land in all 50 states, including Mississippi. It says if you see an emergency vehicle on the side of a roadway, you must slow down and, if possible, move over a lane to give that officer an added margin of safety. These are just some of the things we can do, not only to honor the fallen, but to protect those who continue to serve.
And so you're involved in raising money not just to supply what is necessary to keep the law enforcement memorial going, but also to help individual states to keep their officers supplied with what they need to be safe.
We're all about law enforcement safety and honoring those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Every officer in this country, there's 900,000 sworn federal, state, and local officers. Every one of them needs to be honored and thanked for the job they do. It's a very dangerous and difficult job, but a very important job. We built this national memorial in Washington back in 1991 to make sure that this nation properly thanked the men and women who serve in law enforcement and always remembered those who had made the ultimate sacrifice. We can't ever forget their families who are left behind, and that's certainly something that every citizen in Mississippi and around this country should be thinking about, especially this time of year. We need to make sure, again, that those men and women out there serving and protecting us are given the proper resources to do their jobs effectively and safely. And we're now in the process, our organization, of building the first ever National Law Enforcement Museum, which will tell the complete story of law enforcement's proud history, their vital role in our society. And that museum is scheduled to open in 2016, and it's going to be built right across the street from our National Memorial here in Washington, D.C.